Now, a personal one that I get through very fast. You've never said much about being a former Canadian. I was curious what your thoughts on Canada are. And then he lists a whole bunch of questions, but most of them I don't know the answer to. I left in 1953. I never paid any attention to Canada since that time. So, you know, except staying in touch with a few friends, but we didn't discuss the culture or the politics, just our memories of high school. So here's this question. Given the current state of U.S. politics, have you considered returning to Canada? No. The United States has many more advantages than Canada, and it is the determiner of the future of every country on Earth, and certainly of everything in the West. If the United States collapses, Canada is gone. Europe is gone, and there's no use pretending anything different. So if you want to be where the action is, it's here. I'm in California at the moment. Do you identify yourself as a Canadian at any level? Well, you say at any level, I'd have to say that now and then I do confuse being young with being Canadian, because that's all I ever know. So when I think of distant youth, what comes to mind by association is what my life in Canada was. And there were some things that were definitely better at that time. I don't know what they are today in Canada. The most obvious one was the difference in education. If I entered college in 1950, and took 3 years at the University of Manitoba in Canada, which is one of the poorest provinces. They couldn't even afford a whole year. The curriculum and requirements were so stiff, so difficult, that three quarters of the entering class was thrown out after the first set of exams, and it was almost impossible to get A's. I think I got a couple of A's in 3 years. The standards were so high. Then I moved for my senior year in graduate school, 10 years, to New York University, and it was a joke, absolutely a joke. I wouldn't take the time to tell you the nonsense. Not just that I disagreed with what they said, but the complete lack of standards. In one course, I was told there are two exams, two papers. This is in graduate school, and an exam. I never went to class because I was teaching at the same time. I did one of the two papers, didn't do the other, and didn't write the exam, gave me an A. That was just typical of, in comparison to Canada, it was a joke. And to my understanding, it's still true today that in education, Canada, because Canada's closer to Britain, and they didn't have the influence of John Dewey, which has really massacred American education, along with the teachers' unions, there's very little left of education in this country. On all levels, from graduate school to PhD and postgrad,